Originally, the concept of one Czech man, Ivan Mitchell, Divas is now something of a mini-empire of art. Divas has offices in Prague, London and Berlin, and a magazine called Umělec, published in Czech, Spanish, English and Chinese. Rosie Johnston has been to visit two of the art organization's offices in Prague and London.
We got proposal to occupy the space when space was completely empty and it was just...
Divus's Czech base is a spacious loft filled with computers in Prague's Karlín Studios. Late last week, I was shown around by a couple of those working overtime.
My name is Alena Bojka. I'm editor-in-chief of Umělec magazine and I work here from 2005 and originally I'm from Belarus.
My name is Pavel Fabuš. I'm from Slovakia. I live here in Czech Republic like 8 years now, and I work for Umělec since the beginning of this year.
Can you tell me a bit about what Umělec magazine covers and what sort of things the magazine is trying to do?
Well, as the subtitle says, it's a magazine about art and our culture, and these topics tend to be covered in the most widest area, also concerning our taste, of course. And it's actually, its content is filled a bit, actually what we do like, what we do think is significant, and what do we like to reflect and stuff like that.
And am I right in thinking that Umělec is quite an international magazine, that there are not just people here in Prague writing it, but there are contributors writing in Great Britain, for example?
Yeah, first of all, we have our editorial teams working at Berlin, London, Vienna, also in Mexico. So if to talk about Great Britain, we have separated like office studio there, and we use it not just a place to meet authors, to invite people, but also as exhibition place.
So to London and to the gallery that Elena was talking about, I go. My guide at Divas Unit 30 in London's Shoreditch is Andrew Sims. He takes me around the current exhibition of Czech painter Vladimír Skrepal's work entitled Yellow Eyes, Brown Lips.
When you first come into the exhibition, or at least when I did, I was first struck by the number of phalluses, breasts, and also the swastikas. From a British standpoint, it's important to see these kind of things, to see the symbol in this context, to see that it is a very real and visceral part of the European subconscious. And that's what Vladimír Skrepal's paintings are. They're kind of a bloody sneeze of his unconscious onto canvas and paper.
This is quite a small space, and it's maybe quite far from the madding crowd. Does that mean that you get much of the madding crowd here, or is it a fairly quiet gallery?
Most of the time it's quite quiet, but especially around the times of openings, we get quite crowded sometimes. We also have a number of events that we host, speakers, art bands, and a number of the artists also put on performances or they give talks around the time that their exhibition is on. So there are a number of events that draw different numbers of people.
The Vladimír Skrepal exhibit at London's Divas Unit 30 is not for the faint-hearted. It runs until September the 26th. Umělec magazine comes out quarterly and is available in galleries around the Czech Republic and the United Kingdom.
Thanks, Rosie. If you've just joined us, this is Radio Prague with me, Ian.